I am Kathy Hutton.
I have this privilege to speak to you today about something better than balance, than life balance. I am a certified biblical counselor. I have my master's degree. If you want to find out more about that, come talk to me about getting a master's from Faith Bible Seminary. I'm in my third year working over at Faith Christian School and as their biblical counselor, and we're still figuring that out, and I can just tell you, I love teachers. And so I'm going to just, as part of my entry story, I'm going to talk a little bit about, just a little bit about how my subject came out, and it involves some teachers. My husband is Pastor Rod Hutton. He is the pastor of Counseling Ministries now here at Faith. He's also the director and pastor of Vision of Hope, and he's also the pastor of Faith North, and so that's our church, our campus that we're part of. Before we did that, we did 30 years in the Navy, and so he was a naval officer, and that's what brought us here to Lafayette and Faith, is the Navy, and we found Faith Church and didn't know anything about biblical counseling until we came here, and God knew we wanted training, and what a better place to get trained, right? So that's a little bit about me. And see, what I love about you guys is that you guys are all coming here. You're all sitting nice, and you got your pen and your pencil all ready to go, right? So it's not always like that. As I was starting, I'm teaching a class in high school called Biblical Counseling and Assessment of World Psychologies. And so in that class, at the beginning of it, I asked them to, on a sticky note, so it's anonymous, come up and put on the board, you know, why you're taking this class. And some of the wonderful, you know, oh, I want to grow in my faith, Ms. Hutton. And, you know, I want to be a missionary one day. You know, or I love to know about, you know, psychology and what people do. And then there's the one that says, well, I don't really like band, so that's why I'm here. And so there were more than those than I wanted in that class. So, but that's different here. You guys are all ready to receive. So I'm thankful for each of you being here. I love teachers. And the idea of better than work-life balance kind of came about. The idea of this was kind of how I'm going to get to where the scriptures are today. Is at our school, we're always trying to love our teachers better, and we had a survey about work-life balance. And as the administration and I were going through that, we saw lots of things that, you know, like we need to address those things, better communications, clearer places of duty and what we should be doing, and more opportunities for prep, you know, all those kinds of things, really important. But there were also some things on that thing that were like, some biblical counseling might be able to be applied there, you know, so there's some hard issues and things like that. And then, so as we're looking at that, it started making me think, like, there's got to be something better than what they're wanting there. I mean, they don't realize that maybe there's something they're wanting that's not going to come with balance. And then we were, like, going through it. I just find this funny, like, they'll come back from this break. Like, all our teachers are on break, and they're just, like, waiting for break. How many days till break? The kids are counting down the hours till break, last class till break. I was doing it, right? And we're all thinking that break is going to bring us balance, right? And then we're going to come back all ready to go. But like the next week, I'd be going, so how was your break? And they're like, oh my gosh, I need 2 more days. You know, like I'm not ready for my class. I'm, you know, or like my son got sick over the whole break. And like they're all striving for this goal. And so that's kind of where my brain was going. So I'm not going to have some insight into, you know, work-life balance, but that's just kind of how I started thinking through this process. And I said, God's word's got to have something better for my teachers and for other people. And so that's where I started. And I found that what they were looking for was peace, right? Because balance looks like this. Oh, I got balance finally. And then we're back on the other side. Oh, no, I'm going to try and do this thing and this list, and I'm going to have the kids on this thing. Oh, and now we're back here, right? Like, there's this an elusive position that we actually believe there's, like, balance is going to happen, like, right? We all say it with our mouths. I say it all the time. I catch myself. I know you want to have more balance. What am I talking about, balance? There's no balance. What we really want is rest. And so that is what brought me to our talk today. And so we're going to be going through the scripture, the one that we know most about rest, which is found in chapter 11 of Matthew. So if you would go there with me, I'm going to show you how we're going to work through that this morning. And this is where we're going. So if you find in your Bibles, Matthew 11, this is where we're going to start. And the famous verse is from Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And I'll start there while you're getting there. It's okay, I'm just going to review this because everybody knows this verse. It says this, come to me, come to me, all you who are weary. And I'm in the CSV version. And burdened, and I will give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn from me because I'm lowly and humble in heart. And you'll find rest for your souls. for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So as I was studying this, I studied it first for myself, and then I found a Tim Keller sermon about this. And here's what he says about using this scripture as just kind of our medicine. It says, when we use the metaphor of candy to describe how, as Christians, we often use well-known scriptures like this one. He says, giving this scripture to someone who is hurting all by itself without the meat or context is like giving candy to someone who's starving. It may provide some short bursts of energy, but leaves us with a disillusioned sugar low, which is worse than before. We must consider what comes before this verse and chew on the fiber and protein that will truly satisfy and nurture the soul. In other words, this famous verses applied in context offers us something more significant than a temporary fix. Of course I'm supposed to come to God. Of course I'm supposed to do that. But then when we don't understand what that means, it kind of lays flat, maybe even a sour taste in our mouth. So when we look at the surrounding scriptures, we find something that reveals more about our heart, the heart of our Savior, and who he invites to rest. So for lack of a better phrase, I found an insight into some biblical diagnostic principles and actions that come directly from this scripture. So I'll be teaching from Matthew 11, going through the text and giving examples of how it might be applied in counseling. This text is a treasure trove covering much more than what I'm going to discuss, but this is just one way it could be used to give hope and help. So I propose that Jesus is inviting those who are weary and heavy burdened to take three actions to find rest for their souls. So let's dive deeper in the text and see how Scripture leads us to help our counselees. But before we move on, this is kind of how I created, if you'll see in your text there, I have three case studies. And for each, I'm going to be talking about three barriers. And for each barrier, I have a woman that I'm going to talk about. And she may not perfectly fit that barrier, but it's kind of like to help us go along. So here's what I suggest is as I'm reading it, start circling and underlying things that you see as a counselor, as a friend who is listening, who's listening well to this person, what she might be wanting and what she might be thinking that may be wrong. Okay, so be using that opportunity as we go, and then we'll be applying that. Does that make sense? Okay. So it may help you to connect the principles we learn, and that'll help us do that. So the first action that gives us something better than balance is the command to come to Jesus. And I want to start by proposing that there are three barriers to coming to Jesus for rest. And these barriers come directly from our scriptures and the key of our text. In chapter 3, we see that Jesus invites three types of people to come to him, and they each have a barrier. And here they are. The first one is doubt. Those who have doubts that Jesus as Messiah. The definition of doubt that I'm looking at is to waver or fluctuate in opinion, to hesitate, to be in suspense, to be in uncertainty, to be undetermined. Okay, that's the first one. The second one is unbelief. Those who do not believe he is Messiah. And the definition of this is disbelief of the truth of the gospel, rejection of Christ as the Savior of men, and the doctrines he taught, and distrust of God's promises and faithfulness. Okay, that's unbelief. And the last one is self-sufficiency. Those who do not believe they need a Messiah. So the definition of this is having full confidence in one's own strengths and abilities. Okay, each is a barrier to our first action for rest, which is coming to Jesus. So to help us recognize these barriers to our counselees, I have got these three fictitious women, and they have reasons that's going to help us break it down. So as I go through, we're going to break down Matthew 11. So each of these women, I'm going to give scriptures and kind of compare and contrast. So my thoughts are, like, as you go through this scripture with your person, maybe they might identify themselves. You see yourselves in this scripture. So that's kind of my goal in that. They're all fictional believers. They have various degrees of knowledge of Scripture, but they all lack rest for their souls. Okay. Our first is Maddie, and her barrier to rest is doubt. So again, the definition is those who have doubts that Jesus is Messiah, to waver, fluctuate in their opinion. Remember that? To be in suspense. They're kind of hovering whether they really